I'm thrilled today to be introducing our listeners to Kelly Wright, editor of Investment Quality Trends. How are you doing today, Kelly?
I'm well, Stephen, and you?
Very good. Now, next week, IQ Trends will celebrate its 50th anniversary, and I've been an avid fan of your service for at least three decades. Can you give our listeners an overview of the newsletter's history?
Well, first of all, Stephen, thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's very kind of you. The newsletter first was published April 1, 1966. It was started by my predecessor and mentor, Mrs. Geraldine Weiss. Initially started publishing under the pseudonym initial G period Weiss, so that no one knew she was a woman. Matter of fact, one of the things she entrusted me with was a framed letter she has that a gentleman wrote to her that said he would have never taken advice from a woman unless he knew that she got it from a man in the first place. So that's kind of where we were in 1966 in the investment advisory business. But initially, the service, Stephen, was for the professional community. And it kind of stayed that way until 1977, when Jerry made the first of many appearances on Wall Street Week with Louis Rukeyser. And that's when a whole new genre of devotees found out about investment quality trends.
She also wrote a book, Dividends Don't Lie, that's become one of the real classics of the investment world.
Yes, 1988. She wrote it during most of 87, was published in 88, considered by most to be the Bible for dividend-centric value investing.
Now, the underlying strategy that's been in place for all of these decades is the belief that there are historical dividend yield levels that help identify levels of under- and overvaluation. Could you explain this process?
Sure. Before we get to the dividend yields, we have a qualitative filter of six criterions, which is just good old-fashioned Graham and Dodd fundamental measures of economics, earnings, and managerial performance. And then the stocks that meet that criteria, we go and get like 25 or 30 years of high, low, and close prices on a monthly basis, plot it on a chart, and we find the extreme high and low stock prices. And then we find the cash dividend during each of those periods so that we can compute the dividend yield at each of those extremes. And so, Stephen, what we have found is that the stocks that meet our criteria, when you start looking at these extremes of highs and lows, there's a symmetry in these dividend yields. And so what Jerry found was that this repetitive pattern of a high and low dividend yield around certain points, what that indicated was that's where that great global body of investors was making valuation judgments about a stock. So if we saw a repetitive low price, high yield, what that tells us is, okay, the market is making a decision that this is where good value exists for this stock. So that's how the term undervalued came about. And then conversely, when you see a repetitive pattern of high price and low yield, what we divine from that is, well, that body of investors is once again telling us, gee, there's no value left here. And so each of the stocks that we follow, Stephen, they have this repetitive pattern of trading between these two dividend extreme dividend yield points.
Now, for your system, you focus pretty exclusively on blue chip stocks. Could you explain why and perhaps touch on some of the most important factors you consider to determine whether or not a stock meets your high quality level?
Sure. You know, at the you know, there's over 15,000 publicly traded stocks, and clearly not all of them are worthy of your hard-earned investment dollars. So, and you can't follow that many stocks. It's impossible. So you have to have some method of value identification, quality identification. And that's really what the six criterions represent. I would say that three of the most important are a consistent pattern of earnings improvement and a consistent pattern of dividend increases. And then 25 years of uninterrupted dividend. And I would say that the thing about those three is that, you know, your average business cycle is about 4 years. So over the course of 12 years, you're going to see, you know, three full business cycles, peak to trough to peak. You're going to have some expansion, some contraction, bull market, bear market, et cetera. And then over the course of 25 years, you know, you're going to see soup to nuts, the whole nine yards. So if we can see a consistent pattern, Stephen, of dividend increases and earnings improvement, but more importantly, that you can maintain and grow a dividend over 25 years and attract, train, and retain the next generation of management, basically what that does is that gives us a picture of competence. And so that's really what we want to associate our capital with, is just highly competent companies.
Now, one of the most popular features in your service is an ongoing list that you call the Timely 10. Could you tell our listeners a little about this feature and perhaps to give them a better idea of the types of stocks you're talking about, maybe highlight a few that currently earn a spot on this elite list?
Sure. The Timely 10. Well, over the years, folks had gotten after us. Let me put it a different way. Encouraged us to do a mutual fund or an ETF, which is not something that we really wanted to do because we never really wanted to be into competition with some of our subscribers. Plus, we wanted to maintain some objectivity. But we started something called the Lucky 13 in 2000, and which was 13 stocks we picked at the beginning of the year. And then in 2006, as a complement to that, we came up with the Timely 10. And the Timely 10 are just our 10 best ideas out of the current undervalued category that we think have the best total return prospects over the next 5 years. And so beyond the stuff we've already talked about, the qualitative measures, and then the finding the dividend yields, what I'm looking for is return on invested capital of at least 10% or greater, and a free cash flow yield of at least 5% or greater. And then I'm looking for a price to value, which is it's kind of a proprietary thing, Stephen, and I'm not going to put everybody to sleep describing it. But it's a number that goes from, or it's a metric that goes from 0.0 to 1.5. And actually, the lower the number, the better. So what I'm currently, Fluor Corporation, the large construction company, symbol is FLR, that's on there, 21% return on invested capital, free cash flow yield of 12. And in other words, they're basically printing money there on an internal basis. Another one on there is American Express, symbol is AXP. We have a 20% return on invested capital, 8% free cash flow yield. Just phenomenal. Eaton Vance, symbol is EV. Franklin Resources, symbol is BEN. Both of those are mutual fund companies. Both of them have return on invested capital of at least 25%, and both have free cash flow yields of 11%. So those are the type of things that we're looking for, just very high quality, dividend paying blue chip stocks that just represent really phenomenal intrinsic value.
Again, our guest is Kelly Wright of IQ Trends. congratulations on your 50-year anniversary, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Stephen.